We're learning the laws of brachos in the middle of Simen Resh Vav. The Mechaber tells us, "Hayulafan of pri hadama pri ha'etz, verach al pri hadama v'neskav liftoris pri ha'etz yatsa." So we learned yesterday that if a person would take an apple, the Mechaber tells us that if a person would take this apple, and on this apple, which we know the bracha should be ha'etz, instead you would make the bracha of re'pri adama, yatsa, you have in fact filled your obligation. But the evid, of course, that's not the right bracha, that's not the right way of saying it, but you do not have to say a second bracha, as the Mishnah Berurah told us yesterday, because the reality is that a tree is min ha'aretz. It does come forth from the ground, and therefore you're saying something which is truthful, and therefore one can be okay by saying hadama on a real fruit, such as an apple or an orange. So now, based on that, the Mechaber continues and said that if you have in front of you food in which one bracha is a pri hadama, for example, let's say you have some potatoes, you have a tomato in front of you, you also have on the same table something in which the bracha is pri ha'etz. You have some apples and you have some oranges. And a person makes the bracha, berach al pri hadama, you take a potato and you make the correct bracha on it, namely a brei pri hadama, but it's chavin liftor es pri ha'etz. And when you say the bracha on this potato, tomato, whatever it may be, and you say the hadama, you have the kavana, you have in mind, you know, I also want to have in mind the fruit that's on the table. So in this, the halacha is, yatsa, you have in fact fulfilled your obligation. Because as we said, technically, if you would have made a hadama on that apple itself, or that orange itself, you have fulfilled your obligation. So therefore, the fact that you made a hadama on the right thing, a potato, for example, and you had the intention also, upon saying that hadama, to have in mind the fruits, the apples and the oranges, that's it. You no longer need to say, or should you say, another bracha. Now, yatsa, as we established, does not mean that is the best way. That's not l'chachil. Yatsa means bidiyavad. It's already after the fact that you do not have the obligation to say another bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, dafka diyavad, v'l'chachila, preferably, v'kuli alma. Everyone agrees, ein l'chavin l'hotzi es pri ha'etz. This is not the right way of doing things. One should not have the kavana. Halavai, we should have any kavana. But when you have this kavana, it's not the best kavana either. That you should have in mind these fruits when you make the bracha b'hadama. The tov yose l'varech bracha hamyuchedes lo. It's much better that you should not have had those fruits in mind, and that you should have said the proper bracha for them, for the fruits, such as the apples and the oranges, namely a brei pri ha'etz. And he says even furthermore, he says, the yesh omrim de tov yoser lahaktim pri ha'etz. And this is not the place in the Shulchan Aruch that discusses this, but when it comes to a bracha, there is a specific order that you should choose. We know that there are brachos which are more specific, and some which are very generic. The most generic one is Shahakol. Hadam is also a relatively generic bracha. And then you have more specific brachos. So therefore, we know that if you have different foods in front of you and more than one bracha is going to be recited, you say the bracha on the more specific one first. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you would have this scenario of apples and oranges, and also you have some potatoes in front of you, the first bracha that you should say is ha'etz, because that's a more specific bracha. And then afterwards, the bracha of ha'adama. And it also logically makes sense to do it in that pattern, as we just established that if you would say ha'adama first, and have had in mind on everything, then you really should not say the ha'etz thereafter, because in fact, technically, you have fulfilled your obligation. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that this is not only when it comes to fruits and vegetables. For those that don't like fruits and vegetables, so it could apply to other things as well. V'chein, im hoy lefanav davar shibir chaso shakol, v'davar shibir chaso pri ha'adama. So you have meat and potatoes. So you have the meat, which should be at the shakol, and you have some potatoes, which should be ha'adama. V'nischavin b'shakol liftor gam hamin hasheni, Yotze b'diavad. The person takes the steak and they say the bracha shakol and they say everything on this plate I'm going to have in mind. Technically, you have fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, that bracha shakol does, as we saw before, cover all foods. And therefore, you do not say another bracha thereafter because you had the kavanah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then points out that not everyone agrees to this, including the Shari Tshuva. He says that really, if you would have had these fruits and vegetables and you would have made the Hadamah, that it's not acceptable, that you would still need to make on those fruits. We don't paskin like that, clearly from the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes with the following words. He says, Maslik debriyavad ein laksul varech. You would not say another bracha. The fact is, you made a Hadamah that does technically cover the fruits, such as the apples in front of you. And that is Kudas Shulchan Aruch, that as we establish is how the Shulchan Aruch holds. And the reason for this is the Suffolk Bracha Sahakel. That even if you want to tell me that when it comes to the bracha of the apples and oranges, you had the intention of Hadamah when you ate the potato to cover the fruits as well, that maybe some people hold that that's not enough. But even if you want to tell me that there is a doubt whether or not a bracha should be recited again, when it comes to a suffix, we do not have you say an additional bracha. We say suffix brachas lahakim. The Yoser Tov, but he does give very interesting advice. Let's say, in fact, you did make a hadamah on that potato, and there's an apple before you which you're craving to eat. So he says as follows: Yoser Tov liyos nimach shlul echol miyad hapriya eitz. And he says that even though maybe you did have intention when you made the Hadamah to also eat that apple, the best thing to do to remove yourself from doing something which is b'dieved, or as we said according to the Shari Tshuva, something which is wrong altogether, is that you eat your potatoes, you go for a nice little stroll, leave the apple on the table, and you come back an hour later. And when you come back, certainly that would be enough of a break, of a hefsik, and therefore you would be able to thereafterwards say a separate bracha, ha-ha-eitz, on the fruit. And therefore, this is what is advised that one could do to remove themselves from this halacha. One just last thought on this idea. Says the Piskei Tshuvos, he says, V'chein matzinu, I also find, b'berach pri ha-gafen al-hayayin, let's say you have a cup of wine and you make a ha-gafen, and in front of you, you also have some grapes. So of course, grapes is not a hagafen. It's a different bracha. But if you had intention when you said the bracha, grape hagafen, on that wine, to also have in mind the grapes, that you have actually fulfilled your obligation. And he brings down the reason for this is because they are really very much one and the same. It's just that, of course, the grapes have not yet gotten to the process, the potential of becoming wine. However, he says, "Avlim berach brei minim zonos, minim zonos." You have a nice piece of cake, and you make a mizonos on it. When it's chavin lifter as a pas, you have some bread on the table, and you say, you know what, this mizonos will cover the bread as well. In that situation, it doesn't work. Lo yotzei chavaso, you have not fulfilled your obligation of chozer berach al pas hamotzi. In that situation, even though you made a mizonos, and you may have had an intention that it should cover the bread, the halacha is that it doesn't.